What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, I would love for you to call on in with your main complaints about 2021 as a year, which I think we all pretty much agree was not a good year for the American people, despite what Biden's chief of staff is trying to convince us about. Getting on back to science, China is now working on developing a heavy launch vehicle capable of carrying a 150-ton spacecraft into low Earth orbit. That is a major, major capability there. And they're basically saying, you know, they could use this rocket to launch the entire Tiangong space station already assembled, you know, instead of taking the pieces up one at a time. Now, this next story kind of had me scratching my head a little bit. NASA has hired 24 theologians to try and assess how the world would react to discovery of alien life on distant planets. Well, they're a little bit behind the curve because Viking found life on Mars back in 1976 here. And so NASA is hiring these 24 theologians to take part in its program at the Center for Theological Inquiry at Princeton University in New Jersey. And NASA gave them a $1.1 million grant back in 2014. So that's kind of a odd thing for NASA to be doing, in my opinion. I would think we'd be more inclined to look at sociologists for that kind of a job. Okay, we have a caller on the line, Richard in Arizona. Hello, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, how are you doing? I have a website that you might be interested in going to. I heard about it yesterday on one of the archive shows of one of the RBN hosts.
Yeah.
The website is, let me look here. It's called the younggloballeaders.org. This is, the Young Global Leaders was started by Klaus Schwab.
Okay.
And one of the graduates, one of them, is Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh, really? Okay. That's interesting.
Among others, Maria Bartiromo, and one of the current attendees is Pete Buttigieg, whatever his name is.
Buttigieg.
Yeah, he's one of the current, he's active, he's going through it now. There are other ones, such as Mark Zuckerberg.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you take a look at it, shows all the people that have gone through it and who are active right now, who have what are called alumni. And these are just all leaders or involved in corporations.
Okay. And I'm having trouble reaching the site. It should be spelled TheYoungGlobalLeaders.org, right?
Yeah, it's just it's not the, it's just Young globalleaders.org.
Ah, okay, that was my mistake.
Yeah, and like I said, the founder and the leadership is Klaus Schwab, and there's another woman who's also named as a leader whose last name is Schwab. So you might be interested in taking a look, and we even have one of the current active going through it right now is the mayor of Phoenix.
Okay.
So I just thought I'd pass that on to you. Kind of interesting to see all these different people and some of the people that are in North America that are involved in it.
Okay. See. All right. Apparently, you need to have the www in front of it. But, yeah, I've got this now, and I'll definitely be looking at that. Anything else?
No, that's it, Mike. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. But we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Andrea in Oklahoma. Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. My most disappointing things, of course, it's, you know, there's a long list, but I'll try and keep it to one or two, that the pharmaceutical companies was determined to come out with a vaccine, even though hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pax were curing people at 100%, and the doctors were letting the media know, and yet they still had to come out with something that had killed every animal that they tried it on.
Yeah.
Which was a huge disappointment that our judges wouldn't, and they still won't, observe the absolute cheat with our elections and do something about it, that they keep throwing it out, that our media is so corrupt. It just goes on and on, but it's so evil going on. It's just such a huge disappointment, but most of all that they came out with something that isn't good for anybody, the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such a huge disappointment that you think that they would care about our people and the health of our people, because our people's health makes our country stronger, and that we would have.
You would definitely think that, and you know, we're seeing these indications of genetic cleansing. This thing down in New Zealand, where they're euthanizing people. This idea that children who have autism and other neurological problems, which are possibly caused by the vaccines, are being offered DNR notices on their medical files. But when you look at all the young athletes who are dying from this, it seems like they're targeting the wrong section of our society. And so I don't know what the eugenicists are thinking. And again, my opinion is that we're dealing with history's largest medical goof, and everybody's trying to cover up for it because, you know, when it finally does break through to the majority of the American people that COVID was never that serious, the vaccines are very harmful, there's going to be a strong reaction against the government, the corporate media, and you know, I'm going to demand an apology from PayPal, because they basically canceled my accounts on account of I was putting out misinformation regarding COVID-19. So I don't think I'll ever get that apology, but I'm definitely going to call for one.
Yeah, well, you deserve it. And thank you so much for taking my call. Bye.
All right, you got it. And we're going to go to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hello, you're on
the air.
Hey,
Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, thanks for taking my call, Mike. No, the one thing that disappoints me most about 2021 is all the all the information we found out about what they've been doing to our children. It's all starting to come out, and now they're sacrificing our children with these death jabs, and now they're going to go after our newborn babies. But there's a whole lot of other stuff going on with our children. I don't know if you know this Nygaard guy. He was a fashion designer guy, but he's part of that Epstein show and whatnot. And this guy actually would actually get with some models and stuff and get them to have babies so that they could drain the blood from them and get the T cells and whatnot from the babies. He thinks he's reversed aging and stuff. This is absolutely sick. You got a human being born so you could put their blood in your body? This is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, talk about an apocalypse coming clear here. These people are literally trying to kill us, and they're getting rid of the generation. With this story time and this Common Core stuff and what they're telling our kids now and what they're trying to get our kids to do and what they're trying to get our parents to do to our kids, it's just absolutely absurd, Mike. And where's the testosterone? Yeah, where's the testosterone? Where are the men with testosterone? I know they've been dumbing us down for years, and I know they went after the testosterone. That's why we see a bunch of kids in school wearing these skinny pants and walking like little girls and stuff. They have destroyed us to a point where they believe we can't. Well, it's futile if you fight back. They believe they got us. I want to see something in America. I want to see America stand up and say, you know what, this is just too much. But Ted and Austin Brower put a show on today, and they were talking about down in Florida how all these people, because of the Omicron variant coming out, there are people lined up for miles in their cars to get tested. Asymptomatic?
Yeah.
Nobody's sick or nothing, but they want to know if they got Omicron, which is more than just more like a common cold than anything.
Yeah.
This really blows me away, the stupidity of what's going on right now. We should have already stood up and said, no, this ain't going to happen.
Well, you know, you go back and you look at that Karen on that Delta airline flight, and you realize this constant, steady diet of fear porn coming from corporate media has really kind of warped the nation's common sense and concern. And, you know, it's like, you know, back in the Middle Ages when the plague was out there, the Black Plague was out there, and everybody just, you know, ran away. Oh, it's the plague, it's the plague. And they're trying to get that level of fear going on in our society right now in order to eventually sell us a solution. The problem is the solutions they've been selling us so far don't really work.
Exactly. But, you know, I really like Tony from Chicago. There's a guy who's going out there. I mean, he's protesting against WGN, which is Chicago's biggest radio station or TV station or whatnot. I mean, he's doing something. At least he's out there making some sort of active move. But, I mean, people should be out literally because the TV is killing us right now because it's misinformation.
Yeah.
And we should be out in front of these TV stations with signs that say they're lying and we're dying and have a red cross through the jab. You know what I'm saying? Because everything is about information. I mean, in the Bible, even Jesus said, my flock dies because of lack of knowledge. Well, it's not just in the Bible. That's true. If you have no knowledge, you're gonna fall victim to this. That's all I got, Mike. Everybody wake up. Save the children, please.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We have open lines right now, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Joshua in New York. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Happy holiday season. But I'm calling regards one, blatant lies when it comes to Fox News. I'm going to help you right now. You can tell everybody, why are the PCR tests not going to be usable after December 31st?
Well, it hasn't really worked. I mean, you're getting a lot of false positives, false negatives, and the PCR test was never intended to be a diagnostic tool.
Right. Fox News is trying to make it seem like Joe Biden's just messed up on the test and it's his fault for it. You know what I mean? Clumsy Biden. They're trying to blatantly lie. They know for a fact that they're not short on tests, like they're trying to make it seem with Biden, like he just fumbled it or something as usual. So they're blatantly lying right there, and that's the last blatant lie they're going to. Because in order for, if this little squeaky lie gets passed, you know what I mean, that's going to snowball avalanche into other things. So, you know, it's not going to happen. But I just wanted to point that out because they were just having it on their screen. And the woman that was talking about it, like I didn't have the actual voice on, you know, no audio. I was just looking. She's blinking. Like if you were someone that was interrogating somebody, you'd be like, that's guilty. You know what I mean? So I seen the headline and what they're talking about, how Joe Biden messed up the test, and it's like, whatever they're talking about, it's lying. So other than that, 1776 is what I'm calling about. I just have a hypothetical for you.
Okay.
If the 1871 Act Constitution somehow was demolished and destroyed, would Putin have the right to say the NWO failed in your eyes?
That's a very, very good question. I would say that Putin, while he is not verbalizing it, is probably convinced that the United States has, in fact, failed with all the massive election fraud.
No. I'm asking NWO. I'm saying, let me ask this again. If the U.S. Constitution of the 1871, so not the 1776 Constitution, but the 1871 Constitution, if that was destroyed, that one, that constitution and that corporation, United States Corporation, if that was destroyed, would Putin have the right to say the NWO has failed against him? In your eyes, would you say? Well, no.
That is a good question. I mean, first of all, you know, simply destroying that document is not going to basically...
What if it went bankrupt? No. Like there was a contract and it was null and void now. So the contract that it originally was is now no longer... So that's how it got deceased. You know, it wasn't like someone destroyed it. It on its own was, you know what I mean? Like a contract was like, you made a contract with somebody and then you don't fulfill it somehow. Then, or you get a bankruptcy, right? If something goes bankrupt, it also goes out of business, right?
Yes.
It's no longer, and everything that's incorporated with it is done. So if the United States Corporation was tangled with NATO or UN, that would be gone, at least their contracts with them. So NATO and UN could still be, but the contracts that they had would be gone. So I'm stating, if the U.S. Corporation was somehow bankrupt and no longer existed, do you think Putin would have a genuine right to be like the NWO sales and, you know?
Well, he might have a right to, announce that the U.S. has failed. I seriously doubt he would do anything about it.
No, and the NWO I'm talking about, not the U.S., NWO.
Oh, okay. The world. All right.
You know what I mean? Because I'm trying to look at United America as something different. If you're saying U.S. is in the U.S. corporation, which is in America, you know what I mean? U.S. Mm-hmm. is a corporation, America's a country. They're different. So if you're talking it that way, okay. All right, so yeah, I just wanted to bring that up and all that, just as a question and all that. Okay, thank you very much, and happy holidays.
All right, happy holidays to you. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. How was your Christmas?
It was actually pretty good. Claire's events at her church took up a lot of time, and, I'm glad to be through that whole situation. We actually had our family Christmas get-together a week ago, because some of the people locally were flying out to the West Coast to be with other family out there. So we just sort of jumped the gun, and... we had that, and that was pretty much it.
All righty, that's good to hear. Yeah. This Ukraine thing, man, I think you can draw some very, very valid parallels between the Ukraine and Russia and the West, and then go back to 1938, Germany and Poland, because basically... Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Poland was heavily Jewish at the time. I think 25% of the population at that time were Jews who came in from the Pale of Settlement.
Okay.
And they were moving westward. And Ukraine is actually the home of Hasidic Judaism. Their lead rabbi, the grave is there. And, the overthrow that the U.S. orchestrated was an entirely Jewish operation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Russia is not buying into the Kalergi plan, you know, the Kalergi plan to racially mix up the European peoples. And they're not buying into the homosexuality agenda either. And so they want to crack that nut, you know. And so I don't see this ever settling down as long as Ukraine exists as it is now, as a puppet of the wealthy elites in the West. You know,
okay.
I think it's a sad statement to make, but I think it's valid. And I just hope Putin, you know, operates wisely. I think invading the Ukraine is exactly what they want. Exactly what the West wants, so they can have World War II all over again.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are a lot of people who want a war. There's a lot of money to be made from war. Bankers love wars because it just drowns everybody in debt that they're going to be paying off on with interest, you know, decades into the future.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a movie that was made in the early 2000s called The International?
Yeah, I actually did. And hold that thought. We have to take a break for commercials. And we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719 extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
And welcome back to our show here, and we're talking with Bruce in Texas, and you mentioned this movie, The International, and I remember when I first saw it, I was very impressed. And why don't you just sort of give our listeners a brief outline of the story?
Yes, the story is basically, it's about a pair of Interpol agents who are investigating money laundering and banking fraud globally. Yeah. And they one of their investigators is assassinated with a heart attack dart that's applied to the back right after he interviewed a banker who was going to squeal.
Yes.
And I just want to read, it's an excellent movie. I recommend it to anybody who wants to watch a good political thriller. And this character, his name is Umberto Calvini.
Yes.
He was a banker that was running for political office in Italy. And he tells the main character, the investigator, this, in explaining the true nature of banking in the world. The IBBC is a bank. Their objective isn't to control the conflict, it's to control the debt that the conflict produces.
Yes.
You see, the real value of a conflict, the true value, is in the debt that it creates. You control the debt, you control everything. You find this upsetting, yes? But this is the very essence of the banking industry, to make us all, whether we be
nations or individuals slaves to debt. And so I think
that's very bad speech.
Yes, and then he's assassinated afterwards. And so that's basically the bankers want to send us to war again. You write, all wars are bankers' wars. I think that's entirely accurate.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Anything else? Thank you for the call here, and we do have some open lines, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to, Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. What's going on? Hey, Mike, do you have any idea what Trump is starting to do? Is he that stupid, or has he always been part of this, you know, globalist cabal, or what? That he's he refuses to say, you know, anything negative about these vaccines, telling people to take it, even though he knows.
We need to basically find out how much stock in pharmaceutical corporations Trump owns. His stance is very bad politically. And again, when it really starts to sink into the American people that this whole thing was just a hoax, he's going to get some of that backlash there. And he's pushing the vaccines to just fatten his own wallet. Or maybe he doesn't want to be the one to say this is all nonsense and a joke.
You know, I noticed something. I just saw one of his stickers on something on TV. I think it was an OAN or something like that. That evidently Biden is backtracking now and saying that the states should really be handling the COVID, what's going on with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering what Trump in for a trap now. And they can say, oh, well, it was mistakes and it's Trump's fault. He's himself said he's responsible for it, you know, Operation Warp Speed. Because this is what it seems to me. Mike, I'm going to tell you one thing, too.
Yeah.
Populists, you know, Republicans, populists, whatever, conservatives, whatever you want to call yourself, unite behind somebody else. Let's see about maybe uniting behind DeSantis or maybe General Flynn. Or maybe Colonel West. But forget about Trump for 2024, okay? This man is not, should not be president. He's done a lot of things. He's done some good things in office, but he's done some bad things.
And I agree.
This thing is his baby. He is the father of this vaccine. I hate to say it. Basically, that always comes to this. And he refuses to come clean and say, oh, it was a mistake. They played me, this and that. And he doesn't even really denounce Fauci. And he didn't get rid of Fauci because he said he was afraid of the left-wing backlash. Why are you going to worry about the left-wing backlash? Fauci should have gone, you know, probably the first 2 weeks that this thing took place.
Yeah.
Right? There is no excuse. And you know, we've got to start uniting behind somebody else. Forget about Trump, okay, folks? You know, remember I used to get in arguments with a lot of your callers over Trump before the election?
Yes.
Because I said, I'll support him over Biden, but I'm not happy with him and this and that. And I got a lot of flack over it, that I was a shill, that I was really a Democrat in wolf's clothing, or I was a socialist, I was this and I was that.
People let their emotions get caught up in these things, and they should be picking their candidates intellectually, not by how well they look on TV. Anyway, Mark, I'm going to let you go here because we're on another commercial break. We have callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I called in and I told the board op that I had COVID, but the symptoms are the flu, and I've had it since Saturday. Tired, rundown, headache. No nausea, just not hungry. And I haven't been hungry now for about 60 hours. But when I get tested on Wednesday, which is the earliest possible time I can get tested, making an appointment, I'll find out that I have COVID. So, and I found out that my sister, who went to her son's house, is her son and her granddaughter both were tested positive Christmas morning with COVID. Well, she was over for Christmas morning breakfast at my brother's house, and if I caught it within 3-4 hours of her, I mean, this just came upon me overwhelmingly. I mean, I had a runny nose Thursday, which in Chicago weather, anybody can get a runny nose. I didn't think much of it. Friday, I was fine, a little under the weather as far as tired. But that is about the extent of it. I mean, I've been popping my vitamin D3 and my vitamin C on a regular basis, like every time I wake up or something, but I'm just dragging my butt. But it's sad to say that you don't have the flu anymore and you don't have a common cold anymore.
Well, just a little side note, and again, I'm not a doctor. I played one once in a movie. But when you take vitamin D, because I went through this myself, you have to have food in your stomach with a fat content, because vitamin D is fat soluble. And if you take it on an empty stomach, it just goes right through and does not do any good.
Oh, well, thanks for the update. I will. Cashew peanuts sound okay?
I don't know what the fat content is. You know, personally, I love cashews. I really do. So.
Okay, I figure maybe a handful of those with every pill you take, and I'll back off on taking that many pills then. Okay, I appreciate that. You have a rest of a good holiday.
All right, well, thank you very much here. And again, with the disclaimer that I am not a medical professional, the fat-soluble vitamins, which is D, A, and E, you have to take them with food to get the full benefit there. All righty, we're going to go over to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, good day, Michael. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, Mike. Speaking of Chicago, I saw the numbers with Beetlejuice, the Klingon. I believe it's 846 murdered, 4,500 shot.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how many catastrophic wounds. It's getting in a year's not done. We got another 5 days to go. But yeah, Mike. Here's the problem here. And as far as Mark goes in Carolina, you know, I give him a little accolade about one thing. You know, Trump dropped the ball with the virus. There's no question about that. But,
yes,
you know,
he
I don't know
dropped
anybody
the ball
else
with the election fraud.
And exactly. I was going to get on that too, Mike. Thank you. But what I'm saying is, who else do they got to run as a Republican other than DeSantis? And if you give up DeSantis, you never know how they can manipulate the state of Florida and maybe lose the governorship here to put a demon rat in there. So I don't know. But I don't think that will happen, because now there's more registered voters in Florida Republican than Democrat. But, you know, I'll have to admit that Mark kind of got me in a cot there, because, you know, Trump dropped the ball. And he did it, as far as immigration goes, like I've been telling you. 2 million illegals, Mike, have snuck in since January. 2 million.
Yep.
You don't tell me that doesn't gonna change the face of America forever. That's not going to change the voting system in this country forever. And these people
are
not
that,
coming to
that
compliment
part
us.
May have backfired because polls are showing that Hispanics in general are leaning toward the Republican Party. So this idea of, you know, allowing the illegals to come in and letting them vote as a source of Democrat votes, that may not work out the way they wanted.
Well, yes, because here in the South Florida newspapers, they're talking to Venezuelan community. 7 out of 10 Venezuelans that get in the United States right now are going to vote Republican.
Yeah.
They're going to be future Republican voters forever. So the Demon Rat Party hates that. So they don't want the Venezuelans coming here. They don't want the Cubans coming in here, because they know there'll be Republicans in the state of Florida. Now, in California, you got the Central Americans. Well, they want all the free handouts, Section 8, $17,000 furniture vouchers, and all that stuff. So they're going to always stay Democrat, Mike. It's like the black community. How is the black community in Chicago, Mike, with all these murders? A black man has more to fear from another black man than any other thing that ever hit him. Now, how are they still vote Democrat, Mike? How are they electing a Beetlejuice like Lightfoot when they're seeing their city in ruination? The retail stores are all going bankrupt or belly up, and they still vote Democrat. Why, Mike? Mike, have you seen the song? Has anybody in your audience talked about the guy named Aaron Lewis? Have you seen his video, Mike?
No, I have not. His musical video?
Okay. Well, Kid Rock's got a new video out, too. Don't Tell Me How to Live. But this guy, Aaron Lewis, Mike, he has one of probably the most powerful songs you can ever witness, Mike. And you have to watch it. He plays an acoustic guitar. And he's a country singer, and he's singing about every statue, everything that's been done has been done by a Democrat.
Yep.
Every problem that we've ever had in this country is because of Democrats, Mike. And any Republicans? Lincoln was a Republican. I want to hear Lenny or some of these black callers calling and say, hey, listen, I want him to hear that country boy sing that song, Aaron Lewis. And he's talking about
send
how
me
the
URL,
Democrats,
and I will definitely post it to whatreallyhappened.com.
Yes, I don't have the name of the song right now. I have to look it up right now. I have so much on my brain, but the song is so powerful because he's pointing out to all these thousands of guys and women in the audience, hey, it ain't the Republicans you guys should worry about. if you're Afro-American or a white female or a white male or a Hispanic male, it's the Democrats. Okay, all the statues are being torn down, Mike Mason. I hate to tell you, most of those statues being torn down were Democrats.
Yeah.
Were they not? They were Democrats. So the guy's video is just so powerful, and they don't want to teach these American kids history. They want to teach these kids to hate their American history. They hate their country. They hate the flag, the fabric of the flag. And I believe if this guy, he's going on tour like this, they don't shut him up, shoot him, or whatever they're going to do to this guy. His message is going to resonate throughout this country, and I believe 2022 will be a massive blowout, and I believe the Democratic Party will be in total ruination.
Okay.
They'll be in the ashpits of history because they are nothing but lying, conniving, cheating, stealing rats. They are worse than a sewer rat in New York. And I'll give a sewer rat in New York much more respect. Now, Mike, back to Chicago. 209,
yes.
It was just on the news, this on, I just will look it up at Drudge. 298 Americans have been shot on the Eisenhower Expressway just going and coming home from work or whatever they're going. 290, almost 300. And the year's not over, so it's probably hit over 300 before they'd be by Saturday. So imagine you driving down the street, Mike, or down on the Eisenhower Expressway and getting a bullet in you. Mike, it's crazy. This country's unraveling. It's just unraveling. Look at St. Louis. Matter of fact, St. Louis has got a higher murder per capita than Chicago. But it's a smaller city, of course, population-wise. But this is not ending under Democrat rule. Now you got Lightfoot wanting Merrick Garland to go in with the feds now. But she wouldn't do that for Trump. She should be held for all those murders that's happened since then. Why did she use Trump when Trump was willing to send in troops that... The feds to stop all this crime over there. I don't understand it all.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Mike, and going back to COVID, now the Israelis want a 4-shot, but now they got a pill come out, the red pill's coming out for COVID now.
Yeah.
The military's got a 1-shot solution now. I have to hand up the mark about what he's saying about Trump. You know, Trump, you know, if he wants to take credit, he said, you know what, I'll take credit when they come out with a pill. When they come out with a pill, then I'll take the credit that I set up to get a pill for the American public to take like an aspirin for a headache or a migraine, okay? Or I wait for a single shot that would take on everything, like the military's supposedly got right now. They're going to release it in, 3 weeks, I guess? On January 21st, they're going to have a one deal shot that takes on all the different variants. So, yeah, Mike, this thing is, you know what? And I got one, I'll mark to know this. I believe that Jared Kushner was running the whole Trump administration.
He certainly had a tremendous and very unhealthy degree of influence, yes.
Absolutely. And that's what I say, Mike. Look, I watched 16 hours, like I was telling Richard Carey today, I watched 16 hours Friday of on the Bible, Mike. And when Jesus is turning those tables over to money changers in the temple, it was right there. It's never going to change, Mike. It's going to go on for 9,000 years. It's all about the money, no matter what.
Yeah.
Everything we do, every one of us got to pay bills. And it's all about the money. But Jesus said no, and then he gives the Caesars what is Caesar's, Mike. Remember, they asked him, they tried to trick Jesus, and he had the answer right for him. Because he is the only perfect man. And he was the Son of God. He was the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell that to a Jewish person who thinks they have the right answer, and they'll tell you you're crazy. They'll tell you you're crazy that the Son of God did not exist. He was just a prophet. No, he wasn't a prophet, Mike. He was the Son of God. He created miracles that were documented.
That was one of the results of the Council of Nicaea, is when they declared, that's when they basically said he was the Son of God. And prior to that, most people did view him as a prophet and a good man. The Jewish people were waiting for their Messiah, who was going to basically change their circumstances relative to Rome. And, Jesus, or Joshua is what his real name was, he failed to do that. He was basically a spiritual reformer. He did try and assume the throne. He had a legitimate claim to it. And that's what the Romans nailed him up on that cross for, was basically high treason.
Well, that's true, Mike. And exactly. But, Pontius Pilate he was just going along because Pontius Pilate thought his head was going to be on a platter like John the Baptist. So Pontius Pilate, he's even questioning to the Jewish, the Pharisee, why am I crucifying this man? What did he do? But, you know, Mike, the thing that the Jewish people in the temples and the synagogues do not want to admit, Mike, is this man did create miracles. If he could take water and turn it into wine, Mike, what other man did that, Mike? What other man put buckets full of fish in a basket, don't have maybe one fish, and all of a sudden you're like 1,000 fish, Mike?
Okay, well, Tom, I can hear your enthusiasm and your zeal, but we're getting short on time. I've got other callers waiting on the line. So thank you very much. And we're going to go to Ed in Iowa. Ed, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, what's going on, man?
Hanging out here.
Well, I wanted to bring up a deep thought, and everybody needs to put on their thinking cap for a second. You know, the states are sovereign, correct?
That was the original plan, yes.
Okay, and when they became states, one of the prerequisites was that they create a constitution, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So today, almost every state in the nation has three or four constitutions, which were created after the Civil War. They were forced to change their constitutions at the point of a bayonet.
Yes, they were.
Okay. All right. So obviously that was not lawful.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually, blackmail? It's actually blackmail.
Mm-hmm.
The question that comes up, and everyone needs to think about this, is are the constitutions which were originally formed and actually created the statehood for every state, are they still in full force and effect? Or have they been done away with because of what happened at the Civil War?
We need an expert on this to call on in, but my understanding is that these state constitutions still represent the pinnacle of state law.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
They do. As a matter of fact,
as you pointed out, following the Civil War is when the states started having their sovereignty stripped away and brought underneath the newly emergent and federal government.
Right. And so, but was it really stripped away or not? Because actually it wasn't. It was a dog and pony show, really. The whole thing was a dog and pony show. And nothing was done lawfully. And by the way, this is another topic, but for another time. But there's only actually, lawfully speaking, 33 states in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of the states, there's 17 states of the nation that I have found by doing my research on the law, that 33 states that never became lawful states of the Union and so are still territories. And Hawaii and Alaska, they're both still territories. They didn't come in lawfully either. And many other states. And I talked to a guy.
Yeah,
in,
Texas is one. Yeah. California is another. You know, the federal government plays fast and loose with the rules.
Yeah, well, Texas got under the wire. The last state to come in lawfully was Oregon in February 14th, 1859. They were the last state to come in lawfully. The rest of the states after that did not, because our Congress was not sitting lawfully. That's the reason. And they could not do business. They could not do lawful business. And they haven't been able to do lawful business since the Civil War. Even to this very day, they can't. So everything they do is not law. It is as if law, and it's not, you don't really even have to pay attention to it. In most cases, there are, I will say that some people have to pay attention to it, but not others. And so that's the situation. But I just wanted to bring that up because it's very important that we understand that if we're going to quote or use any of the constitutions of our state, the constitution that we should be quoting and using is the lawful organic statehood constitution rather than those others, because when you quote out of those others, they have no authority. That's why when you go into courtroom, the judge will say, get that constitution out of my courtroom, because he's assuming that you're bringing in the constitution, which is not lawful. And unless you make any, if you don't make the distinction, he's going to assume the other, okay?
So, okay. All right, Ed, you've given us some really good information, but we are running short on time. We're going to skip the break here, but I need to get to these other callers here, starting with Sheldon in Washington State. Sheldon, what's on your mind today?
This is Lauren from Ohio.
Oh, okay. Well, Lauren, start, talking here.
Okay, yeah, I'll do it fast. Okay, I love what he was saying. Here's how this works. God made the men made a club. The club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes to manage the maids and the butlers of the club. The states are still sovereign. The one that creates is the one that has the right to control. The states created the federal government. The federal government cannot be above them. It's like me trying to be above my creator in heaven. I'm not God. I don't have that power. And the other thing is, it's our problem. We're obeying illegitimate authority. If somebody came and told you, knocked on your door every day, Mike, and said, give me your money, and you just kept giving it to him, do you really think it's going to stop? Why would he stop?
No, of course not.
Okay, well, so let's stop rolling over on our backs with our bellies up, obeying illegitimate authority, satanic pedophiles. It's our fault. There's no hero going to save you. If you've not figured out, Trump is in this, dude. He's either blackmailed or he's stupid, because you don't have a landslide election won by the most popular president in the history of the country and stand there talking about, and still there's no talk of, you know, voting on a piece of paper and pen of the local the precincts reporting their information, and they collect it from them. Not, you have foreigners, George Soros and his company, with electronic voting machines that never miss a dollar when they're counting up, but oh, they're so confused when it comes to counting your vote, and then sending it out of the country to be tabulated. That's stupid, and that's Americans being stupid. So what I'm suggesting is, number one, obey God. Even if you don't believe, if you're an atheist, you can get along with, hey, let's not steal from each other and murder each other and covet each other's stuff. We're all in this place together. Let's show the modicum of respect for each other and for the document that defends all of our rights to liberty, that Constitution. Let's uphold and unite in truth and uphold and defend that. Stop obeying illegitimate authority. Just because somebody tells you to do something, take this shot, wear a mask, put your kid in a school that teaches them how to be a pervert. That's your fault. Stop being lazy. Occupy your life. What peace are you controlling? Understand that in 21 days, your life can look completely different than it does now. Keep your money in your pocket. Stop paying taxes you don't owe. You're paying for your own destruction. Kelby Smith, hisadvocates.org, hisadvocates.tv, educate yourself. Keep your children in your home. They're not learning anything in these schools. I've been calling about this for 20 years. They're teaching your children lies. So what is it exactly that you expect? Your children are weak. They're ignorant. They have no skill sets. They can't write cursive. They don't know history. They don't know the word of God. I mean, no wonder they're scared and killing themselves. So how easy is it to put a map, a globe, memorize it, get a Bible, even if you're not Christian? That's the rules for this planet. Get a Saxon math curriculum. Learn real math. Get a music, a set of Warreners, how to play piano, how to play guitar. Music makes you better. It makes you better at math. And it's also great entertainment when there's no power. So I think that if we would just, and the other thing is boycott big business. It's very easy to hurt these people because their overhead is massive. And remember, their goal is to put all your small business buddies out of business so that you have to do business with them if they even have a store open in your area, because now George Soros and his ilk and prosecutors and judges have allowed them to rob everybody. Oh, if it's not under $950, how is it we're still giving money, time, respect, and attention to people who are saying it's okay for people to rob you? I mean, this is our fault.
That is definitely absurd. It's definitely absurd.
There you go.
Anyway,
I'll get
Lauren,
off, you have other callers.
Yeah, we're almost at the end of the show, and I want to take this next call. So thank you for calling in. And we're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I agree with Lauren, but the people have to keep in mind that Christianity is only one religion on this planet.
True.
And same with Judaism, right? And it's they're small religions. They're small compared to other religions. People have to understand that. So when you look at somebody and you're judging them by the color of their skin or their religion or their language or what they're wearing or how they look, well, always remember, you know, when you're pointing a finger, there's always three pointing back.
Yep.
That's pretty much it, Mike. It's, you know, it's that time of year. People have to understand these things. And even, you know, like even Democrats and Republicans, conservatives, liberals, some people go off the deep end. People go off the deep end from both sides. And it just says one thing. They've been radicalized. Extremism never got anyone anywhere except hurt and dead. So, you know, people got to get along. It's simple.
Yeah, we do.
Otherwise,
we really do.
What's the alternative?
You know, politics, you know, the politicians are trying to divide us against each other in order to keep
forever.
Us under control. You know, they're afraid
the religion,
of the American people uniting as one people and, you know, going after the real cause of all the suffering that we're dealing with in this world.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's all they're doing. They keep dividing us into smaller and smaller and smaller groups. I mean, you know, this vaccinated against unvaccinated is just another example of that. And it's working. It's working wonders. I mean, did you saw that video of that lady and that 80-year-old guy on the plane?
Oh, yeah. Well, we talked about
that's
it earlier
insane.
In the show.
Yeah, that's insane. Like, come on, please. You know, there's a prime example, Mike, why they shouldn't have bars at airports and they should not serve booze on airplanes. Because some people just shouldn't drink.
Yeah.
Ever. Right? It's crazy. Anyway, I'm feeling better, right?
Yeah.
Because I did have, apparently I had COVID, right? I don't know what strain it was. I don't really care. But, you know, I'm just happy that I'm not, as far as I know, I haven't passed it on to anybody else. Because
well,
when I started
good.
Feeling bad, I hadn't seen anyone for 2 days. So, anyway, that's all I got, Mike. I appreciate your time. And you're probably just about out of it.
Yeah, we're coming up here on the end of the program, and thank you very much
Great.
For the phone
Thanks.
Call.
Thanks.
So, yeah, that basically brings us up to the end of the program. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate, and a big thank you to everybody who has done so. So, we'll be back tomorrow, and aloha, America.
For 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Extendabite.
extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.